This summer may bring a sense of normalcy to the Buckeye Lake area. For the last two years, residents and businesses on the lake have coped with low water levels, while the state works to replace its nearly 200-year-old earthen dam that was at risk for collapsing. The project will cost $110 million, and the project is ahead of schedule. Some on the lake are pleased with the project, while others are still discouraged. It's a rainy, overcast morning on the Buckeye Lake. But that hasn't stopped Dave Levesey, owner of Buckeye Lake Marina, from cleaning and servicing hundreds of boats. He shows me a pair of mammoth-sized yachts sitting in his parking lot, wrapped tightly in blue tarps.
Many of these boats haven't been in the water for the last couple years, so we're actually going to be able to launch these boats and customers will be able to use them.
For the past 2 years, dam construction has kept water levels too low for boating. Levesey says you couldn't get much more than a kayak on these waters. But this spring, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources announced that progress made on the new dam would allow for water levels to return to just 1 foot below normal.
That 1 foot can be the difference between being able to use a boat or not.
The construction has meant leaner times for the area's robust tourist economy. Levesey, who is also a commissioner for Fairfield County, has relied on online sales to keep his business afloat. He's thankful the state decided to spend $110 million to repair the dam.
Sometimes you have to be inconvenienced, but, you know, I'm all for everything they've done for Buckeye Lake.
Now that the state expects the dam to be finished by 2018, nearly 2 years ahead of schedule, Levesey says boat sales are booming.
We know what the light at the end of the tunnel looks like now.
For the nearly 10,000 residents who call Buckeye Lake home, the end of the tunnel can't come soon enough. Colleen Sears has lived on the lake shores for the last 30 years, but since the construction started, her home is no longer a lakefront property.
I don't know if you've seen the lakefront. There's a chain link fence right outside our front doors that runs for 4 miles, so we have no access to the lake.
Sears says that's driven property values down considerably, and she has no choice but to stick it out.
You have to. The property values are so low right now that you can't afford to sell.
And then there's the cost of storing her boat. Like her neighbors, Sears had to tear out her private boat dock to make way for the construction. Eventually, they'll have to pay to have them rebuilt according to the state's requirements.
It's been difficult.
Residents here are not especially pleased with Governor John Kasich. Some think his effort to save the Buckeye Lake was just a political gimmick to help him in his 2016 presidential campaign.
I mean, basically, kitchen and server station, everything in here. Of course, up here we have the bar.
On the lake's eastern end, Jeff Craiglow is pleased with the progress. He manages Papa Boo's, a popular bar and restaurant, and he's betting heavily on this summer's success.
So we've done a lot of painting. We've done a lot of remodeling. We put new roof, new concrete.
Craiglow points to the new docks built off the back patio. Now that the water levels are back up, he's hoping to capture customers coming in off the lake.
I would say 20-30% of our business is going to come off the lake.
And for the first time in 2 years, Craiglow has the restaurant fully staffed. On the other end of the lake, another restaurant owner, John Donoff, is far more skeptical. From his patio at the Island House, he watches a yellow backhoe shovel dirt in the distance.
They've just today, as you can see, have a machine doing something, moving dirt from one pile to another pile, I guess.
Donoff has not hired back his original staff. In the last 2 years, he's gone from 15 servers to just 4. He has little confidence this summer will live up to everyone's expectations.
The state of Ohio is incapable of doing anything correctly. I'm sorry.
Donoff says the state's not taking into account how much water will evaporate in the heat of the summer when there's little chance of rain.
If we don't get the rain to replace it, then all of a sudden our boating can go downhill very fast.
He says boats could be back on their trailers and his customers would just stay home. But state officials say that's not likely. Until the dam is complete, they'll be closely monitoring water levels and have planned accordingly. Esther Honig, WOSU News.